All right, I will say good afternoon. Let us begin. All right, so we're continuing Meretz Hashem and Simon Dalid. We are up to Sif Hey. So the Kitzer writes as follows. He says, Yizor lekaneach es atzmo yofa. Remember, again, we're speaking over here about the etiquette of taking care of one's bodily needs. So we're speaking about, again, the need to maintain a healthy body in order to maintain a healthy soul. So here, the Kitzer says that Maishi has the best of you today. Wow, I don't know what that is, but that is absolutely beautiful, incredible. Wow, all right, here I just have wood paneling. That's the only thing I've got. Well, Shadova's got a sunroof. Maishi's got a beautiful panoramic view over there. All right, Dr. Gavant also has his office. David's got the car. All right, I got to get outdoors a little bit. I think that's the message over here. Anyway, so I will say, so the Kitzer says as follows. The Kitzer says, Yizar lekaneach es atzmo yofa. A person should go ahead and make sure to wipe themselves appropriately. Because if after a person defecates, they don't fully clean themselves, and there is some fecal matter that is still left over, so that could preclude a person from going ahead and reciting a davar shebe kedusha, literally again davening or learning. He says, furthermore, lo yikaneach biyad yamin. So by the way, I will point out to you, so one of the addition that I'm using for Kitzer Shulchan Aruch is this Sefer Kitzer Shulchan Aruch in Likutei Piskei Tshuvos. So it's actually very nice. Like in the bottom, he has the Kitzer at the top, and then on the bottom, he has these footnotes. So in the footnote over here, he does point out that obviously a lot of these halachos are different contemporarily because we use toilet paper. So remember, again, we saw based on our, Dafyomi journeys that they used to go ahead and wipe themselves with different kinds of stones and things like that. So obviously that's not as, I'll call it, precise as of a process. So now that we use toilet paper, so again, he quotes over here in the footnote that obviously many of these halachos are different. But again, nevertheless, we'll still go through them. He goes on, he says, furthermore, lo yikaneach biyad yamin, mishe kosher batzal. It's incredible. A person should not wipe themselves with their right hand, because the right hand is the one in which you tie your tefillin. So this is actually interesting. So you shouldn't use the hand that you tie your tefillin with, that you apply your tefillin with, for wiping oneself. Or mehai taima, similarly again on the same idea. Ein lekaneach be'emt be'etzba emtsoy shel smol shekorech ala harutzua shel tefillin. Similarly again, a person should not go ahead. So obviously, if a person is not wiping himself with his right hand, because that's the hand that he's putting his tefillin on with, he's going to be wiping himself with his left hand. Now the kid says, but even with the left hand, a person should be careful not to use the middle finger of the left hand. Why? Because that's the finger upon which one goes ahead and ties the tefillin shel yad. So again, so really just very interesting halacha. So again, you see how halacha really governs and halacha really oversees every aspect of our lives, from the biggest to the most private. So even in terms of how one wipes oneself, again, don't do it with the right hand because that's the hand with which you put on your tefillin, and I would use the left hand, but don't use the middle finger of the left hand, for that is the finger upon which one ties the tefillin. Now the Kitzer says, Abi Sover, he says, the iter yad, what if someone's left-handed? So again, yikaneach b'smoldi day, shuyam and shall call adam. So again, the same halacha applies for a lefty. So remember again, for a right-handed person, he's not going to go ahead and wipe with his right hand, for that's the hand that he ties his tefillin with. So a left-handed person will not go ahead and wipe with his left hand, for that is the hand with which he puts his tefillin on with. And same idea, the same way that a right-handed person should wipe with his left hand, but shouldn't use the middle finger of his left hand, because that's the finger upon which you tie the tefillin. So to a right-handed person, shouldn't use the middle finger of his right hand. So a left-handed person shouldn't use the middle finger of his right hand, for that is the hand upon which that's the finger that he goes ahead and ties the tefillin on as well. So again, just one more time, a left-handed person will not go ahead and wipe with his left hand, for that is the hand that he uses to go ahead and tie his tefillin onto his weaker right arm. All right, we'll say stop here for today. Again, so really kind of getting into the weeds with these halachas, right? A lot lot of details in very specific areas of life, but this is the beauty of Torah, right? Torah does not just go ahead and kind of legislate or discuss the lofty and high things, but rather even goes ahead and legislates and teaches us how to act appropriately, even in the most private of matters. Okay, chevra, shkayach, everyone. Have a great day, and the Meir Hashem will continue tomorrow. Shkayach, everyone.